Monday, June 17th, 2019. And this is a committee of the whole meeting, and we're going to speak about our new city logo. And it's 7 o'clock. Present this evening, myself, Mary Westfall, and council members Katie Capellini, Mark Fry, Sandy Husband, Mark Luthke, Patrick Richardson. Doug Hanum is not available this evening. Joining us from administration, Sharon Booker, Leslie Brining, Kevin Aller, Bill Sanford, Mayor Stow, and also joining us is Danny Fuller from Fuller Art House. Danny is the person who's been working on the designs for the logo. We held a meeting just as a quick recap on June 3rd, and at that time we had a couple questions and conversations around what the group wanted to see next, and there was some consensus around looking at some additional designs of the maple leaf and or looking at designs from the oak leaf. And so with that, we also spoke about making sure the designs focused on the wonderful high quality of life in Sylvania and keeping in mind the diversity of opportunities we have with the university, the hospitals, the schools, the sports parks, and our vibrant downtown and wonderful neighborhoods and parks. So with that, I would invite Danny to step up and share her thoughts. Again, the direction at the time of the last meeting was for Danny just to take what she heard, spend a little time working on some drawings to kind of begin the next level of discussion and consideration. So we'll open up the floor to you.
Myself. Katie, interestingly, this is the kind of thing that people who make a lot of money doing logos always have an opinion about, right? And when I saw the curve, how to say it? The one with the halo around it, the circle around it, that says Tree City, Sylvania. You could make an argument that that curve is a forward-looking curve as opposed to a backward-looking curve. And I'm sure you were, at some part of your subconscious, you were thinking about that, Danny, the fact that... Yeah, exactly. So I think that creates a sense of forward movement. You know, it's kind of bending back because we're going into the wind, into the future. I was drawn to those treatments personally more than the other ones, I think for that reason. Maybe I hope I didn't invent that, but... The third row down. Yeah, and then my second thought is I don't like Tree City because Tree City is a organization of which we are a part. I love City of Trees because it creates a sense, an ambiance that is, I think, reflective of our community a little bit more distinctively. No. But personally, just personal thought.
Danny, did you have any thoughts? I mean, some of the renderings have two branches and some have three.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any significance to that? And then also I think Mark called it the halo around
well,
it.
Well, I didn't know what to describe it. The sun, I think it's a sunrise myself, but I didn't want to embed that in there mm-hmm. too much.
Well, I guess the circle more is just the continuation. That's really where that came from.
Okay. And the branch, the difference in the number of branches?
There is some difference. So that is something that is significant, and you guys want to make sure there's three or two. I can include that in the continuation of the drawing. One of the things you said in your design brief that you gave to us initially was that you would spend a lot of time researching and studying the city as considering the group. First one, I guess, just thinking about what we talked in the last meeting about all the different organizations, it's not just ours, it's not just education, it's school system, it's our values, it's our safety. So I think whatever that image has to be a very strong, I do feel like singular image because it holds all of us together. So like some to answer your first question is more the symbolic. And the second question, I just moved on to the oak leaf, I guess. I didn't even think twice about it. I do have concerns just that there are so many
does their oak leaf look like, since you have it?
I would say it's...
Is it more pointed?
No, it's symmetrical. Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think there are different kinds of... Of oak leaves, and I think there's some you talked about, you weren't sure about the curviness or... I think there are oak leaves that, and I should know, but I don't, that are more pointed.
Okay.
Which, I don't know that, if you want something more pointed, I think you can find an oak leaf that is more pointed than... And I don't know how that would look, if it would look, it would look different than this, but...
It'd be fun if you use one of the oaks from around here, which are mostly...
Like, I tried to do that, I looked at some of the trees from oak openings and then the leaves that followed, and that's kind of where I picked up on the curviness to be more significant than a pointy one, but maybe there are...
Oh, absolutely, there's all kinds of oak shapes. Pin oaks are much more familiar.
That's what I was, pin oak, yes.
But that's not necessarily needed to be, the black oaks and the white oaks are what...
Are what are needed.
And we can probably go online and get an actual picture of the leaf.
Yeah.
Say black oak.
Black oak and white oaks.
Okay.
You might actually want to, I can't remember which is which, out in front of the, City Hall. That's our heritage oak, and it'd be really nice to be able to say, we use the oak leaf from this heritage tree, which is 350 years old. Mark's comments about it, meaning so that it looks like you can forward it like that. I see the circle as a, we make a whole community, not necessarily the sunrise. And I think we need to think about the different sizes and detail that these logos can be. The big companies have a logo, everybody knows what it is, but most people are going to look at this oak leaf, even if it's in a circle, and say, well, that's nice, but we don't know whose it is or what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe somehow we need to incorporate Sylvania into the smaller design. When I see this one with the circle and the name off to the side, which can be Sylvania City Trees, that's a good letterhead logo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But a lapel logo might have to have Sylvania somehow going around the circle or something.
Yeah, and I can show it.
But I don't want to get too complicated here. People might say, you've already asked, why are there two branches and, or three veins, or two branches and three in another? How many different facets of life did this council tell you about? Schools and
right. What
were they?
Schools. Well, our university, our arts, our sports, our historical,
Does it make any sense to have one big logo that can be framed and hung in City Hall, where each of those veins or each of those branches is named after one of those strengths of the community? Now, you're not going to put that on the little ones. You're not going to put it on the letterhead. But somebody asks, well, what's the significance of this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's where it came from. There might be five or six branches. I'm unclear why there's only branches or veins on one side, instead of a silhouette. But maybe each one of those can have a significance, and we just have a master big logo someplace that we frame and say, this is where it came from. But then I think we need to see, well, here's what a lapel pin is going to look like,
mm-hmm.
Here's what a letterhead's going to look like.
Once you get that final image, I will definitely do that.
Yeah, but I really like this one,
mm-hmm.
The one that says, I know it says Tree City, Sylvania. That's the logo I like,
mm-hmm.
And I can see a circle logo, somehow it says Sylvania Power, circle or something. And Sylvania City Trees makes sense too,
mm-hmm.
For letterhead.
Mm-hmm.
But to visualize how you can use that logo in different sizes and different formats, I think it's going to be cool.
Yep.
This is really nice. It's nice in a maple leaf, it's nice in an oak leaf. I'd be interested in putting this for different versions, different formats.
I can do that. Can I, so shadow, what the tree looks like if I put it on both sides. I can try it, and I will show that to you.
That may be in overthinking it, having each branch mean
something else. Might just be nice to keep them separate.
Well, to build on that though, Mayor, could you, if the logo is large enough, could, on the, well, you know, the master logo, as you call it, could you basically put all the different pieces, make that into the circle?
You can. You could put those right around the circle and have Sylvania at the bottom and have family, education, athletics, whatever those values were beginning. Mm-hmm. And the simplicity of the basic form is what gives it class, and that's the circle with the oak. That's the class. From the RGM or anything like that, because nobody's going to know what it is once you get away from here. So we've got to tell them what it is.
You mean the name?
Right.
Yes. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm. When we hand it to them in Woodstock, they right now they see it's late. I think they can't use it. So they just say, oh, that's a nice tree logo.
Yeah, no, I get it. So do we have any other thoughts about moving forward with this? Because I do think that you were very clear when you handed to us, even just your preliminary sketches, you have not tried to develop it out to the next step. Right. But the mayor's kind of introduced it. And I already have done this in the next step. But I want to make sure that members of council are ready. I think, you know, again, very nicely done. Love the Maple Leaf, love the OP. I was comfortable just moving to a week. I mean, we really haven't seen anything else. This is the comfort of that. And then is there a comfort level with having Danny move this particular one, I think both Mark and the mayor identified the same one, to a more finished stage?
Yeah, you know, I don't have any problem with that. I did find, I think, what you were referring to, and Danny did do a form of this with the City of Trees name in it. It's the Laura Bigelow business card that you put together a while back, and I mean, I think that captures what the mayor was talking about, right? I like that a lot. We've seen it before. If we're going to go in a direction, I like that direction a lot, right? Yes. No. Yeah, that's right. This has a maple leaf on it. I figured. Okay. No. Yeah, with the oak leaf. Yeah. I want to say this out loud just once, okay? And I don't know that I necessarily need to say it in front of the designer, but I will. Are we sure that we want to move ahead with this whole project without talking to some of our stakeholders? Because just tonight, I was maybe made aware for the first time of how many organizations in Sylvania have their own logo that's a one-off from this old logo, right? So the chamber with its maple leaves, the Sage Yard with its maple leaves, there are probably other organizations like that. I mean, do we need to get input from them and what impact this is going to have on their brand before we move ahead? I'm all for it, but I just want to make sure that we're not facing some unintended consequences.
And
that'll complicate it, admittedly, so I don't want to complicate this process further, you know. No, I don't either. I just want to make sure we do a little due diligence on it.
Mm-hmm. We always win by being able to say we opened up a public meeting to it. So I'm open to discussion from other council members, but I think that's always a good thing.
No, I'm just going to think the end.
I just would like to see, I'd like to see in the next thing, you know, the next steps, like I'd like to see it on the letterhead and on a flag, like the flag is on the stick, not in my head of like what's our, you know,
And in color.
Yes.
So that's our beginning.
Yes.
Well, I think, yes, obviously all of them come back. It'd just be important to make sure we solidify what that logo is going to look like before I start modifying it for letterhead and into business cards, because I can show them a future contract and it might not have anything to do with what we talked about. And it's on top of their business card and their letterhead and all these things anyway, but wait a minute. So let's make sure we solidify Maple Leaf versus Oak Leaf and the direction of the design, and I will definitely put it on all of them.
So Danny, just for point of clarification, you see the next step is bringing what looks like more like final work, final artwork for one of these particular designs before you move, maybe as some example on a letter or a business card.
Yes.
So before you move it across the full spectrum,
mm-hmm.
just one more basic
take it to the next level for the logo.
It would be interesting though to find out if Maple Leaf versus Oak Leaf is an issue, because then moving that design to the next level and we decide, you know, if you want a Maple Leaf, we have to go back in that direction. So
you want to vote both for Maple?
I mean, I think that you're looking to get, is there someone who goes around
that? I don't even know where this is.
Well, I think we do. We know what we think.
I think we're all
right.
I don't know about
that. Going to Oak Leaf is a correction. And the other groups can come along when they can.
Okay.
The city should lead. They led with the Maple Leafs in the first place, and now they'll be in the appropriate Oak Tree. It's all right for the city.
Okay.
Most people won't know the difference between one thing and the other. Right.
Yeah, you, Mr. Mayor, when you said the idea for free investors and all that really started for it, that'd be very cool to tell people that the Oak Tree just modeled off of that. There's a little bit of a story to it, but they have to tell people.
It's a 350-year-old, and I think it's a white silk.
Yeah.
White. I have to go over the plaque. There's a plaque.
Where is it? A burrow.
Could it be a burrow? All right.
I don't even know anything about trees, but I feel like it might be. I feel like I'm ready to find it.
We can walk over to the plaque, but I just think to have it here because it would be nice to be able to explain to people there was some significance to it.
And the tree. And the tree.
Push to the south towards the library to save that tree.
Yeah, I think the circles plot makes it look better.
Another, like, says, you know, like around the circle. Maybe see what that may look like. What's going to happen?
We have like City of Trees versus Tree City. City of Trees versus Tree City. Okay.
Or we want to put a, we want to put like a date on it, like the date the city was founded or something like that, like a year. I've researched like other municipal logos from across the country, and that seems to be a common theme. It could be like, you know, wherever Wisconsin and, you know, 1833 or Santa or something like that, just a thought. I don't know. To be honest, I'm not even sure what your explaining was, but we probably should know that.
But just again, I think this is a very helpful discussion, but I do think that, make sure our council members are clear, Danny's next step would be still pretty high level, but her responsibility will be to finish all of these pieces before we're done.
Yep.
And so it may not all, and like, won't
18th, oh, 15th, yeah, 15th.
So, is this is how long it's going to be from tonight? 4 weeks from tonight?
That's right.
Is that good?
Yeah.
And, time, about how much time do you think you need?
I think half hour.
So, would you be available on 7 o'clock on July 15th? So, is there a motion to set the next meeting for new logo discussion for Monday, July 15th at 7 p.m.?
Sorry.
Then motion seconded to set that meeting for Monday, July 15th at 7 p.m. Any further discussion or comment? Hearing none, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll report the meeting back then on July 15th at 7. If you have any questions or need further input, don't hesitate to reach out to me and or to other council members.
Oh.
And if there's anything that you'd like us to look at beforehand, Stan, because a month does feel like a long time.
Yeah.
I know that council members would, I'm sure, home and happy to engage in additional dialogue will be helpful.
Okay.
We'll check out what the heritage tree is.
I will.
And okay. If Earl, I just read online, has a type of wet, a white oak.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks.